In Iraq, the U.S. has recovered the body of the last U.S. soldier listed as missing. Army Staff Sergeant Ahmed Altai was Iraqi-born and U.S.-raised. He was in his late 30s when he joined the Army through a program for native Arab speakers in the early years of the war. Sergeant Altai was serving as a linguist in the U.S. Reconstruction Mission in Iraq when he was abducted in 2006. We're joined in the studio by Michael Phillips. He's a staff writer for The Wall Street Journal, and he's chronicled the story of Sergeant Altai and his family. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So begin by telling us, who was Sergeant Altai, his background and his family?
The sergeant was, as you said, born in Baghdad. His father was a mechanical engineer. His mother taught elementary school. An educated Baghdad family. They'd traveled pretty widely. And in the mid-80s, Ahmed moved to the United States after high school. He went to live with a brother. His parents followed about 10 years later and moved to Michigan. And Ahmed was an airplane mechanic. He lost his job after the September 11th attacks, which made, of course, hurt the industry and made it hard, I think, for a Muslim American to work in the industry. And at his mother's suggestion, really, he joined the military and decided to use his language skills and his cultural knowledge to help the United States work in Iraq.
Michael, in 2006, Sergeant Altai was married to a woman in Baghdad, and I gather from your reporting that he actually used to leave the Green Zone to visit her and that this figured into his abduction.
Yeah. Ahmed was, I think, a bit of a rule breaker. He would, on a fairly regular basis, change into civilian gear. His job was in the Green Zone. Of course, he was a uniformed serviceman. But he would change into civilian gear and go and visit his wife, who lived in the Karada area, which is a crowded neighborhood of Baghdad. So on October 23rd of 2006, he drove to his wife's apartment and was abducted outside. The militants were waiting for him.
At what point there was a video clip that surfaced about Sergeant Altai while he was in captivity, but has it ever really been clear who was behind his kidnapping?
The thinking in the military and with the Altai family, of course, who have connections in Baghdad, is that one of the neighbors, who was a former intelligence officer in the Saddam regime but is now allied with Muqtada al-Sadr's group, he was the ringleader of the actual kidnapping. But he quickly passed Ahmed off to other groups or group. It's a little mysterious. In the end, he was with a Shiite extremist group called Asaib al-Haq.
Michael, what surprised you about this story as you followed it along?
You know, I'm a father. I have two little kids, and it's maybe not surprising, but it's stunning the suffering that parents go through when they just don't know what's happened to their child. It was so hard for them. Nawal, Ahmed's mother, would cook his favorite meals every day. His father, who's a very dapper, meticulous man, would keep his clothes folded and ironed and ready for his return. Nawal, again, his mother, she would handwrite letters to the insurgents, begging them to release Ahmed. But she would never send them because she was too worried that if she said the wrong thing, maybe they'd kill Ahmed. Maybe they just wouldn't say that they had him. It was stunning as a parent as well as just as a person to see how long and, you know, how much they had endured and how long they'd endured it.
Wall Street Journal reporter Michael Phillips talking about Army Staff Sergeant Ahmed Altai, the last U.S. soldier missing in Iraq. His remains were recently handed over by a militant group as part of a deal with the Iraqi government.
This is NPR News.